Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Hello, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Thank you. at your party, and you're playing cards that are numbered, and you got no reason to think it till your chances are uncovered. You tell me that I got to believe in Jesus shooting
and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to The Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. We were listening to some crazy music there to begin the show with. This is what we're listening. There is Laszlo Ortobagi from Hungary. Pretty weird guy. Very, very trippy music. And after that, we listen to The Flaming Lips with Jesus Shooting Heroin, another trippy song, and then we'll listen from Germany to Fat Gadget with the song Lady Shaven. So yeah, we have a special guest here. We have Jordan Gray.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Oswaldo.
And Jason Paulette is here.
Hello.
They're coming from Van Music. They're putting up a show on April 10 at the Legion. That's 2205 Commercial Drive. And we're going to be celebrating also the 10th anniversary of the show, the Morning After Show. So you have to check that party out. Jeremy Baker is coming from Victoria. He was the guy that started the show 10 years ago. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good show. It's going to go all day. And right now there's like six bands, and good Friday, good music, man. It's gonna be a good time.
That's right. We're definitely really excited down at Van Music. You know, we have the band scheduled right now. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, man. So you should all come out, check it out. The Hawaiian Bibles. Who else? The Aching Heart Foundation. Los Malos. Tons. Advanced tickets are gonna be coming out within the week, so you should check it out and support Oswaldo and CITR as well, the Morning After Show.
That's all right.
You people who listen to it, he's been pushing great bands for the Morning After Show for 10 years now, and Oswaldo for 6. So
yeah, it's been 6 years since I've been here in the Morning After Show. So what's Van Music? What's gonna be Van Music, Jordan? It's gonna what, have
Well, basically what it is we're taking a lot of local talent that don't get a lot of support within the city and that kind of stuff, and we're putting it all together on a website, promoting them each month, trying to do what we can to, you know, bring out these local bands right now that don't have this, the support, or people don't really know who they are right now. So,
yeah, basically, like, I don't know, just the scene in Vancouver, the music is, there's so much good talent out here. Every time I go to a show, I'm just like, wow, these guys are good, this band is tight. And I personally, I think Vancouver's going to explode on the music scene, and so we want to help that, man. We want,
oh, for sure.
You know, our intention is basically to build, have a website, shoot shows, put up the bands that, you know, if you got a band, contact us at Van Music, jason@vanmusic.ca, send an MP3, maybe we'll come to a show, record it, videotape it, cut it together, and get you on the site, spotlight you and stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're all about, you know. And if you know a band out there that's really, really good and that doesn't have that support, let us know, you know. We want to promote these people.
Yeah. So anyways, if you got good music, man, and you like good music, check out our site and send us what you like.
Cool. Yeah, so it's going to be another space for the bands there, huh?
Yeah, I think there's maybe room for one or two more bands. Yeah, there's like six already. It's gonna be a tight show for sure. It's gonna be a good time. Bring your dancing shoes.
Well, this is kind of exciting. Weren't you just saying yesterday that you joined the Get Down?
I didn't join the Get Down. I cut together.
Sorry.
I wish I could. I'd love to rock out, man. Maybe I got musicians envy.
It's a good band to rock with,
actually. Yeah, no, the Get Down's a good band. Basically, we cut together an interview with them. We got some of their stuff. They did a show at Pat's Pub. And, yeah, you know, so we cut together an interview, some of their show, and they're recording today, I believe, a new song. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's pretty catchy. We put it together for
Hello,
the interview.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, no, it's hello. Yeah. Yeah. It's what's catchy. Your name? It's a good tune.
Actually, it's funny that you should say that. I was just talking to Mark yesterday, and he's saying that Chelsea from the Silks, they're trying to get her to record a song with them as well. And I was actually went by the place yesterday, and I could actually hear them practicing together. So, nice, you know, nice. It sounds like it's going to be a really nice album that they're doing.
It'll be nice. Chelsea's got a fantastic voice.
Yeah, she does.
Cool.
Super smoking voice.
So Mark is the singer of the Get Down, huh?
Yeah, Mark Farabee.
Okay, so they're going to be playing...
Really funny guy.
He's a crazy guy.
Yeah, they're going to be playing at the anniversary on April 10th. And I think they have also another gig happening in North Vancouver, no? On the 16th?
No, I believe they have one.
There's one on Saturday. I think we're going to go shoot that as well. Yeah. Check out their MySpace page. You'll be able to track it down and get the info.
Yeah.
And soon enough, a lot of that info will be up on our site as well. We're building it currently, but it's going to be full. You guys should check it out. It's going to be...
That's right.
It's going to get bigger and bigger, and there's going to be tons and tons of access.
Well, right now, as we speak, down at the Van Music headquarters, we have a bunch of people working really hard to put this together for you guys.
The headquarters, yeah. We're down in the Van Music back cave down there formulating plots and plans.
We're working as hard as we can. I also wanted to let you guys know that, you know, as we are building this kind of stuff, if you'd like to ever know what's going on behind the scenes at Van Music, currently there is a blog called Van Music adventures.blogspot.com. You can always come in, find out the latest news. Right now there's a lot of talk about the party that's coming up in 1 month that Van Music and CITR is doing together, and you know, there's a lot of back information that a lot of people don't know, and we're slowly leaking it out.
So you know what amazes me is how quickly this has all happened too, because it was an idea just a few months ago, less than a year ago, and suddenly CITR has hooked up with us, and we hooked up with them. We got tons of bands involved, so it's moving fast, and it's just amazing. It's just exciting for us, man.
It is exciting.
It came out of nowhere, and now the momentum behind it is just getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, so. No, for sure, for sure. Especially with, so much good music, and everyone wants to hear these people, and...
Yeah, I can't wait for the show. It's going to be a good show, man. And once that goes off, we'll plan a few more, man. Hit the holidays, the Halloweens, and the New Year's.
Oh, it's going to be fun. But remember, it is 1 month today. Tell that party. So,
that's right, yeah.
Contact one of us if you're looking for advance tickets. You know, call up the radio station right now and talk to Oswaldo. He can give you that information as well.
Okay, so let's listen to the Get Down, no? We have a CD there. So these guys are also going to be playing March 14 at the Bridge Between in North Vancouver, and on April the 10th at the Legion, there at the Commercial Drive.
long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
So that's Los Malos, they're in the back. That song was called Let's Break Up the Band. Before Los Malos, we listened to The Get Down. Los Malos also is going to be playing on April 10 at the anniversary of the show. They're playing on March 16 at the Biltmore, so if you want to check them out. Los Malos is a pretty cool band. Yeah. Some other things that are happening around town. Well, Wednesdays at 7:30 at Granville Island at the new review stage. There's the Vancouver Theatre Sports League. It's putting up some improvisation shows called the VTSL Stretch Improv. So we have some tickets to give away for that. We have tickets for Wednesday, March 25th. It seems like every Wednesday they're going to be doing this improvisation with some comedy. So, yeah, it sounds pretty interesting. Have you heard about this, guys?
Yeah, the improv, man. It's pretty good, man. It's good stuff. I like to love to laugh, you know.
It's definitely something I'd be into checking out.
Yeah,
so
you ever been?
Oh, there's somebody there. Hold on.
Oh, nice. Make them do some improv to get it.
CITR? Oops. Okay, we're gonna leave you with Los Malos, but we'll pick up the phone because it's not working. That was Steve on the phone. He got the tickets for the Stretch Improv. So,
yes, he did a great elephant impersonation. We were all very impressed. All
right. Good job, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Now all you have to do is come to the show on April 10th now, too.
So, yeah, every Wednesday they're going to be doing that at the new review stage on Granville Island. Some other concerts that are happening around town. Mira, it's coming Friday 3rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Acid Mother's Temple, Tuesday, April 7th, also at the Biltmore. That's going to be a very, very, very crazy concert, the Acid Mother's Temple. If you listen to a noise on Wednesdays, Luke might give you some tickets to go to that one. What else? Thursday, April 9 at the Media Club, Starfucker. It's playing. I don't know about that band.
It's not actually a swear word, right? Because it was one word, so it's like not even in the dictionary.
Yeah.
It's like a brand new word, so it doesn't count.
It's a compound word.
There you go.
The Media Club is also having a couple of cool concerts. Marisa Nadler's playing there at the Media Club on Saturday, April 11. Junior Boys, Saturday, April 11 at the Biltmore Cabaret. Sebastian Tellier's playing at Richardson Richards on Tuesday, April 14. Mr. Leaf playing Richardson Richards, April 18. And the Yonder Mountain String Band coming Monday, April 20 at the Commodore Ballroom. So
that's 420, yeah. That's right. What was the name of that band?
The one that's playing 420?
Yeah, the one playing on 420.
Yonder Mountain String Band.
Well, I know where I'll be going.
Yonder
after
Mountain String Band.
After
the gallery. The art gallery, that's where I'm headed.
It's a Colorado's band known for its high energy improvisational live shows. They have a new album on their own label, Frog Bad Records. Yeah, that's
sweet,
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
So let's put this girl Karen Foley that we met in one of the parties of Networking Music BC.
Very nice girl.
So she gave us her CD. So we're gonna check her music out, and we'll be back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Yeah! Simplement comme hier. j'écoute les tambours de la pluie, je pleure au torrent qu'en voyant la souffrance d'autrui. Trop de choses à la fois se font des routes dans ma tête, alors je ne sais plus rien. Sauf que pour toi, je creuserai de nouveaux sillons, mélodie de l'univers.
So that was Doba Caracol from Montreal. And what else we listened there? Well, we started with Karen Foley, the happy song. She has a city called Pushing the Edge. Kind of country rock pop.
It's like a good Canadian girl there?
For you, yeah. Yeah, we met her. She's pretty nice. Nice girl. What else? We listened to 1977. This is also a band of girls from Toronto. They have a city called 1977 as well.
Just in case you forget the name of the song.
Yeah. No, the name of the song is Daylight Comes from 1977.
Perfect.
What else? We listen to Mirror. It's a beautiful song there called Nowhere. This is pretty interesting CD. You should check it out. You can check it out, www.mirror.fm. And what else? We listen to Mother Rose with the song I Like You More When You Were High.
Me too.
Yeah.
420. Again.
And what else? And Doba Caracol from Montreal. We listen to Etrange. Yeah. So April 10th.
Mm-hmm.
The launching of the website. Are they going to launch the website?
Well, the website is up. It's being constructed right now. I mean, it's growing, but it's moving so fast. We gotta, you know,
it's not where we want it to be, but
keep it happening. Oh well, it's exactly where it needs to be right now.
Exactly,
it's moving. It's moving. You know,
exactly. It's more of a Van Music Presents kind of a launch party. You know,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of more of like the production aspect of it, just to throw in the events. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the filming happens at the shows, and then, of course, you know, the uploads and all that jazz. So exactly. It takes a little bit of time to get it all.
Well, hey, if you want something on our website, you know, send us, email us.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be video, like
.ca.
MP3s.
Exactly. Send us the original copy, though.
It's all about the music, so if you got something out there you think is good, fantastic. If it's yours, if it's a friend's, send it to us, man. We'll promote it.
Okay. Speaking of the music, I don't know about this Starfucker guy. I want to know who he is, because Oswaldo's sitting there and he's like, this guy's weird. So I want someone to call me up and tell me who Starfucker is, and I will give you tickets to the show on April 9th at the Media Club.
The telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
I can tell you what I think it is. I'm not sure, though. I don't want to, you know, artists are open to interpretation of their work. So
I have an idea as well.
Yeah, we can look for it.
I guess we'll find out. There'll be some ideas that come our way.
That's right. Someone give us a call. Let us know who the Starfucker is. And
Thursday, April 9th at the Media Club. Tickets are yours.
Tickets are yours.
Let's put the Aching Heart Foundation in the meantime. They're also going to be playing on April 10th there at the anniversary. And we'll look for Starfuckers. But if you guys know who that band is and you want to go, give us a call here, 822-2487-822-CITR.
after we can't dance, can't dance, can't dance no more. You won't let me sleep no more. I wanna go to sleep on the dance floor.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
So we found the band, the Starfucker, and we found the definition too.
Yeah, it's actually a word. I was totally wrong. It is
a word.
Not an Oxford dictionary, but it's an urban dictionary.
Apparently, it's in a Hollywood dictionary.
Can you define the word for the people?
It's like a celebrity lover.
Stalker.
A celebrity stalker lover?
Like a stalker.
Kind of like a, starstruck. Star
suck. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Rhymes with.
So struck. This is what we're listening. There is the band Starfucker. They are from Portland, Oregon, and they're coming to town on Thursday, April 9th. So we'll leave it with the song.
It's good.
If you wanna check them out at the Media Club, give us a call here 822-2487 822-2487 822-CITR.
You can now use that word in scrapping.
That's right.
That's the band, the Starfucker. So Tyson won the tickets for the Media Club on April 9. And what else? Well, thanks, guy, for being here. And we'll see you on the party on the 10th, no?
April 10th. Well, thank you so much for having us.
We'll be there on the 10th at the Legion, 2205 Commercial Drive. Mm-hmm. Good Friday. Tons of bands. Good, what was it? Good music. Good Friday, good music, good beer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And don't forget to check out vanmusicadventures.blogspot or at blogspot.com to find out everything that's going to be going on at the party. It's going to be a great time.
And of course, if you are on the Facebook, you can always find the Van Music group.
Oh, but of course.
Join up, and you can add, you can upload your bands that you want to promote there, any links, whatever, send it out. We'll be happy to help.
There's always something on Facebook. Always something on Facebook.
More like if you're not on Facebook, something's wrong. I don't know. It's a crazy world today. It's a crazy world. But just check out the site. It's going to grow. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And keep listening to Vancouver music, man.
Vancouver music
is going to explode.
And remember, guys, be part of the music or movement.
Be part of it all.
Be part of it all.
So I think you can play some Hawaiian Bibles for us there as well.
Yeah,
we're listening to the Hawaiian Bibles there in the back. So they're going to be playing also on the April 10 at the Legion. The address is 2205 Commercial Drive, and the tickets are going to be like $10.
Yeah, advance tickets are like $10. It's a long day. It's going to go all day. So we're going to have a couple different like wristband policies, I guess. You can come early and stay all day for like $15. And if you come later into the night, like 8, 9 o'clock, it's going to cost more at the door, like $20. So get your advance tickets or come early, hang out all day, come and go. And just have a good time.
Yeah, with that many bands, $10, make sure you get your tickets right now. And you know what was it? I think we only have 50 tickets left. For advance tickets left, I should say.
Yeah, there's a few left. There's a few advance left.
It's definitely going fast. So
yeah.
$10 though. It's better than Woodstock. Can I say that?
Did you say that?
Joke.
It is if you guys come, man. Make it happen. Be part of that movement.
It is.
Yeah. So if you miss the show, you can also download it at www.citr.ca. You can download all the shows there from the past 3 years or so. So yeah, pretty cool. Don't forget to get to the celebration there, to the anniversary. Jeremy's Baker is coming all the way from Victoria also to be there. So yeah, pretty exciting. So yeah, before Cliff comes here with Laugh Tracks, we're gonna leave you with the Hawaiian Bibles. This is a Vancouver band. Pretty cool. They're also gonna be playing that day. And this song called There's Good People in the City. I'll see you next week.